just on your question, Azita, about being reborn at the time of the Buddha, for example, a lot of people become enlightened during Buddha's lifetime. So obviously being close to enlightenment is one of the conditions for being reborn.
It's an aspect I'd never really thought about. It seemed like the future was an endlessly long, hard, black space. I hadn't really thought about having confidence in the accumulations creating the rebirth in a Buddha time.
They meant that we were born this time and be able to have opportunity to hear Dhamma.
Yes, I know what you're saying. It just seems haphazard to me that it can be rebirth anywhere. Anything can happen. And it just
like
seems
this, yeah. Exactly.
Like this life. Yeah, yeah, I just feel maybe I'm very lucky and very fortunate.
It's just accumulations to hear the Dhamma.
And what happened in your previous lives?
Oh.
See, it might be like this. Who knows?
It's very much accumulations.
Yesterday we were talking about Lokuttara Jhana and meanings of jhana. Lokuttara Jhana Chittas means exactly the same as Lokuttara Chittas.
Mm-hmm. Because we can see that even the Jitasikas accompany jhana the same,
right.
And when the object is Nibbana, why not it's jhana?
And right view, which is Lokya and Lokuttara, the Lokya, the mundane right view, is accompanied by the taints, and the Lokuttara not accompanied by the taints. The Lokya right view accompanied by the taints, this I believe means followed by the taints, because after moments of right view, there can be attachment to
because the wrong view is not yet eradicated.
So do you mean that when it says accompanied by the taints, it
not accompanied, taint by, because of the anusya.
Okay, in the English translation it says accompanied by, which is a little bit misleading. So you mean it should be tainted
because
by?
Because you see that the Sotapattimagga is different from Sakatthakamimagga, Anagamimagga, according
yes.
to the anusya as a taint.
Right. So when it says the Lokuttara is not tainted, but the anusya are still
depending
there.
Depending on what level of Lokuttara, Farahata no taint at all.
So when, for example, I think in Majjhima 117 and many of these suttas, it mentions two kinds of right view, the Lokya, which is accompanied by the taints or tainted, and the Lokuttara not accompanied by the taints or not tainted, then it means the Lokuttara only refers to the Arahat Lokuttara.
What about the Sotapattimagga and Magga?
But there's still some anusya.
Right, but not the first which has eradicated already.
Right, okay. So it depends which kind
right.
of tainted
mm-hmm.
is being referred.
Yes.
So when it says it's not tainted, it means not tainted by ditti or...
Yeah.
Okay, so it's referring to the anusya.
How can the akusala citta arise and accompany the lokuttara cittas?
No, it cannot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So it's only anusya.
Right. I thought it meant it referred to subsequent moments of kalesa arising, but it's referring to the anusya.
Just going back to something you said a minute ago about lokuttara citta and the jhana there.
All four jhana can accompany lokuttara cittas.
But the jhanas can be developed without any understanding of
yes,
the path.
Yes, but when it talk about the samadhi of the four jhanas at moment of makkacitta, it's different from makkacitta without the jhana, without factor of jhana.
So makkacitta without factor of jhana?
Impossible. Because there are, but not at the same level of samadhi. Because when we talk about jhana, we refer to the apana samadhi by way of the development of samatha. Two, for those who can have both, different from sukha vipassaka. That's why it's also mentioned that even the four jhana, the samasati or samatiti is there.
In the case of the sukha vipassaka, his path jitta, magga jitta, must include sama samadhi, right?
All eight factors.
Right. But is it correct to say for the Sukha Vipassaka that his samadhi path factor is one of the four jhanas?
Usually it's said that it's first jhana.
And yesterday we were referring to jhana and the meaning of the burning is the burning of the sense object. So actually it's not correct to say since the jhana factors which are developed burn the hindrances. It's not a matter of burning the hindrances.
For the people who do not develop satipatthana at all, they do not have any understanding of nama and rupa. So what they can have is only jhana.
And the burning can only refer to the burning of the sense object.
Sense object.
Right. And when we're talking about jhana paccaya, we say that the jhana factors are then referred to in a wider sense because they can also be akusala. Mm-hmm. Now sometimes you say, oh, when we're talking about jhana paccaya, completely different, not related to jhana.
Mm-hmm. I mean that it does not only jhana, it covers all other factors.
Yes, okay, so it's correct to say it's just a wider meaning, okay.
Because we are talking about paccaya, so each one, which is jhana paccaya, is the factor for paccayuppanna, which is not jhana, necessary to be jhana.
No. And we say in this sense, when we're talking about jhana paccaya, that no kusala or akusala at all can arise without
the jhana paccaya.
Is it so true to say it's a very subtle aspect of the jhana paccaya?
It depends on the jetasika, whether what citta it accompanies. For example, any citta with vitaka has jhana paccaya.
See?
Very simple.
That's easy. Mm-hmm. Any citta with vitaka.
Yeah. And the jhana factor, jhana paccaya. Even vedana, domanasa vedana, is also jhana.
Yes. Okay, so any citta with vitaka at all has jhana paccaya.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it's a completely different meaning of the factor.
That's why it depends on we are talking about paccaya or we are talking about the jhana development.
And usually we read about either, as you were saying, lakanupani jhana or aramanupani jhana, and occasionally we have it linked like lakanaramanupani jhana, and then it refers to both kinds.
The development,
it's
exactly the same because it is the aramana and it is also the lakana of the aramana, the characteristic of the aramana.
So then you mean that if it's lakana aramanupani jhana, it's referring to the
lakana aramana.
So it's referring then to the
satipatthana.
Satipatthana only. I see.
Because of the term lakana. See?
Right, so as soon as it's lakana.
Yes.
And also talking about the terms lakana, referring to characteristics, there are so many discussions about sabhava. And we say, oh, sabhava, it just means same as lakana, just means characteristic. If it just means characteristic, why use sabhava?
Characteristic of what, see?
Of dhammas.
One might think about characteristic of conceptual thing, like flowers, different from orchids, see?
Yes.
It's not the lakana of the sabhava. And each sabhava has its own characteristic. We cannot just simply say characteristic without sabhava. Without sabhava, how come the characteristic of anything? But when it is sabhava, it has its own characteristic. Like the characteristic of rupa is different from the characteristic of nama. Otherwise, how can one distinguish the two?
So well, that's what own means. Own characteristic means different from all others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But people have a lot of problem about the word own, too. Because it connotes self.
Always problems.
Yeah.
I think people have problem with the word realities also. How can you say there are realities when there's supposedly no self or nothing? That comes
since
up a lot.
It's a reality, so that reality is not self.
Mm.
If it's self, it's not a reality. It's just element, tattoo. Can the fire be yours? When it's a reality, an element, it doesn't belong to anyone.
I think a lot of people have problems with that though, because once that's said that the realities have their own characteristic, then immediately you're going against the Buddha's teachings. Well, there's one person in particular I'm thinking of on DSG that says, why do you say they have characteristics? Because the Buddha talked about there is nothing, there is no self.
Yes.
He sees the no self, meaning you can't say it's got characteristics.
He didn't teach anything because there is nothing to teach.
Well, that's what I thought when I read that. Well, why are we bothering
okay,
to talk
teach
about
anything
all this?
When there is nothing?
We conceptualize the characteristic. We say sound or smell or taste, but Bunya just knows what that is and doesn't compare it with others and say, well, this is smell and that one was something else.
I just think that it's just the use of the word characteristic. Our reality has its own characteristic is what the problem is.
Yeah, but I think that's just lack of understanding of realities.
They're used to only microphone or table or things. The characteristic of such things, but not the characteristic of realities.
So when you say Sabhava has its characteristic or the characteristic of Sabhava, so we say Dharma has Sabhava and Sabhava has characteristic.
Right, so because you see that when we talk about sound without the characteristic of that which can be heard, how can we know or experience
it? It is there.
So we say there that, okay, sound has that characteristic which is heard. Where do we need the Sabhava?
We do not need the Sabhava. Sabhava is real and it has its characteristic.
No.
Can we separate and just want to experience only Sabhava without characteristic? Or just want to experience characteristic without Sabhava? It's impossible.
But can one say then that the Sabhava is just the characteristic?
Of its own.
Okay,
yes.
Its particular characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
So Sabhava really means just particular thing. Or
reality.
In the phrase Sabhava Dhamma, which is used a lot in Thai, but I don't know that I've seen in the English.
What is in English?
I think it sometimes says Dhammas that have Sabhava.
Same thing.
It may say that, yeah. Mm-hmm. All Dhammas are Sabhava Dhammas, so it's a little bit repetitious in a sense, isn't it? But there are not Dhammas with Sabhava and Dhammas without Sabhava.
It means that we just don't talk about something without any realities or characteristic at all.
Right. But at the same time, the definition of a Dhamma is that which has Sabhava.
Mm-hmm.
So
when it's absolute reality.
So it's just a way of explaining what we mean by Dhammas. When we say Dhammas, we mean Dhammas that have Sabhava as a rule.
Absolute realities.
Absolute realities.
And when we say, for example, the Tilakana are Asabhava, it is because they're not separate from the khandhas.
Mm. Not separated from realities.
And then in the Sudhi Marga it says that they, the Tilakana, should be understood as appropriate conceptual differences. Panyati visesa, that's one reason for differentiating and explaining the dangers of the five aggregates. So they are asabhava, but they should be understood as appropriate conceptual differences, panyati visesa.
Because the conceptual truth, it doesn't have lakana at all.
I see. That's what it means. Conceptual truths have no lakana.
Mm-hmm.
So the tilakana, asabhava, and the conceptual truths have no lakana, just use explanation in terms of the aggregate.
And how many rupas are there?
28.
And when you talk about the tilakana, what rupa are there?
Well, they are characteristics of rupas, right,
yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Cannot be separated. That's why it's counted too, because they're different when it first arises and when it falls away.
Right. And then things like the bodily intimation, kaya vinyati and citta vinyati, also asabhava.
Right. Not separated from. Primary rupas.
And akasa, not separated from.
When it's conditioned by its cause, like kamma or uttu or ahara or citta. Because the karma does not produce just one kalapa, many kalapas, and akasa is in between.
Right.
That's why it's conditioned by karma as well.
Right.
Space. So you're saying that when it's conditioned by karma, uttu, ahara, citta.
We talk about that space.
We talk about the space, so that's why it's asabhava, because it only arises with the kalapas.
It's asabhava, but it's the paricheta rupa.
Yesterday we were talking about seeing people and things, and taking something as a thing, as being different from taking things for self. Can we generalize and say that there are certain things we take for self and the rest of the things we take for things?
Yes, you do not take this for you.
Right.
You do not take a seat for you. So what do you take for you?
What I take for me is my body and all that's associated with it. So does that mean the object of Sakaya Ditti is always going to be something of one's own body or mentality?
Because one takes it for self. As long as there is this taking for self, it's Sakaya Ditti.
Right. But then we take ourself for self, doesn't it mean we project
what,
on other people we
yourself, take? Besides the five khandhas? What do you take for self?
What do I take for self? I take my body and my khandhas, people, my namas and rupas, I take for self.
That's why the word Sakaya, different from Attanutiti. Otherwise, there must be just one word, Sakaya. So, can there be the eradication of taking things for something, which is not yourself?
For because we take ourself for self, then we think other people as selves too. Is that not Sakaya Ditti, taking another person as
for thing, something thing. There as people or being?
That's
Attanutiti. Otherwise, you'll take that for self too.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Otherwise, we'll have no idea or no understanding about Attanutiti at all if we don't compare with the meaning of anatta.
Yes.
See, whatever is opposite of anatta is atta. So when there is no understanding of this as anatta, then it's atta, something.
Right.
But it doesn't belong to oneself, so it's Attanutiti.
Yeah.
But this is Sakaya Ditti. So Sakaya Ditti is also Attanutiti.
Yes,
but the Attanutiti is not necessary to be Sakaya Ditti.
So in the case of like the microphone, when we don't have understanding of realities, we see microphone and we think, I own that.
Yeah.
Whereas if they're seeing of realities, there's visible object which falls away, so we know we can't own visible object. So then we could understand we can't own that object because it's just touch or it's just different moments of realities that don't last.
If there is no understanding of reality which is now appearing, can there be the eradication even I from visible object, no matter we take it for self or not? So they're exactly the same because what is seen is just a reality.
Right. But just getting back to your example, you don't have to bring in ownership into the thing, whether you own it or not, or it's just whether it's an object or not. Yeah.
It's a lack of understanding of the realities.
That's
and
correct.
It's just conceptual ideas all the time, nothing more.
Is there a use of internal and external relating to Sakaya Ditti and other kinds of Attanu Ditti?
Because there are different meanings of internal and external as well. For example, as different beings, different from us, then it's external.
Yes.
But when we talk about the objects, all objects are external. And when we talk about citta and jetasikas are external. See? Because when citta is internal, jetasika is external. So many meanings.
Right, depends on the context.
Right. Yes. I remember last time you mentioning about in one classification one's own body is referred to as internal and others as external because of the importance one attaches to one's body. So this was one meaning of internal and external. So
and
I
when
wonder
it's
if it related
down
to
moment. See, no self, no one, because it's the citta which experiences the internal
element.
Experience, the external object.
With this ditti, for example, on the train this morning, it was very crowded and a pregnant lady got on. I was standing, I watched to see if someone would stand for her, and this young man, he did, and she sat down, and I was thinking about his good deed. But in relation to ditti, he's me thinking he's doing a good deed for this woman, allowing her. So even though I'm rejoicing in his good deed, I still think it's a he doing something for a she. So to me, that's like maybe I'm still thinking that he is doing a good deed.
When we talk about titi, it's not as general as that, but it has to be a particular moment. For example, whenever there is an object experienced, it depends on citta at that moment, whether it's I.